This news update is sponsored by Jake's Plumbing and Heating for reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. That's Jake's Plumbing and Heating, 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumbs. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. In rural communities like those in Huron County, where private wells are commonplace, ensuring the safety of drinking water becomes a paramount concern. Unlike public water supplies, private well water isn't subject to routine testing requirements. This knowledge gap underscores the importance of proactive testing measures for residents. The Huron County Health Department emphasizes the necessity of regular well water testing to safeguard against potential contaminants. According to recommendations from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, testing for coliform bacteria nitrate should occur annually. Additional assessments for arsenic, copper, and lead are advised every 3 to 5 years. To facilitate this crucial process, residents are encouraged to rule or utilize resources provided by MDHHS, such as the drinking water hotline. And Thumb Community Health Partnership is extending its collection drive for Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Lapeer counties. You can make a difference by contributing cash donations or dropping off personal care essentials at any of their 4 convenient locations. Those convenience locations include the Huron County Health Department, the Lapeer County Health Department and Sanilac County Health Department, and the Tuscola Great Start Enrichment Center. Or you can use an Amazon wish list for those organizations across the Thumb, such as Thumb Blessing Boxes. Contributions of personal care items and essentials are welcome today, with distribution to charitable organizations scheduled for June 15th. Your generosity can make a significant impact on those in need here in the Thumb. And the AVS Tech team, re-owned for tech support in Michigan's Thumb region, launches free digital literacy events. Led by Joe Lonsberry, the first event focuses on cybersecurity essentials at the Rawson Memorial Library in Cass City on May 21st at 1:30 p.m. Lonsberry emphasizes proactive cybersecurity amidst rising threats. The session includes a comprehensive presentation on common threats, preventative measures, and response strategies. Certified technician Blake Palmer joins for the hour-long session, with future events including a computer basics course on June 6th at the Pigeon District Library and a repeat cybersecurity session at the Sandusky Public Library on June 19th. And you can read more about that and the events on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe is your local Lennox dealer. Choose from the quietest, most efficient heating and cooling systems and heat pumps on the market today. See how a Lennox system can deliver the best innovation, efficiency, and comfort for your home or business. Lennox heating and cooling systems can meet your comfort as well as your budget. Contact Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe today.
This is Jake at Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Come out and see us at 980 South Dudley Road or give us a call at 989-269-6638 for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Quality plumbing and heating that you can trust.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The solar storm over the weekend caused widespread disruption to GPS and precision farming equipment, affecting farmers across the nation. KFLD highlighted concerns about potential harvest issues, citing GPS and digital failures. Kevin Kennedy, a Nebraska farmer, lamented how all of his tractors came to a standstill during the solar storm, while Dennis Wolf of South Dakota recounted the frustration of witnessing his equipment malfunction, with the tractor seemingly going in circles and the auto steer failing to function. Michigan Ag Today reported that an Indiana farmer, Ryan Rippey, faced GPS failures while planting soybeans. According to 404 Media, John Deere dealership warned farmers of compromised systems during the solar storm. These harvest complications could lead to crops being planted unevenly or in incorrect depths. Despite challenges, farmers persevere, adapting to overcome disruptions in the midst of planting season. If you are a farmer in the Thumb area that is facing similar issues, we want to hear from you. Email us at info@thumbnet.net to contribute to our local farming community's knowledge and resilience. And the sun isn't done yet. That's the message from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration as the biggest flare in nearly two decades erupted on the sun Tuesday. A NASA spacecraft photographed the bright flash of the X-ray flare, which was classified as a rare and extreme X8.7. It follows a weekend of severe solar storm activity caused by mass ejections of coronal plasma that slapped Earth. NOAA says Earth should be out of the line of fire this time. That's because this flare occurred on the limb of the sun. And the Biden administration has told key lawmakers it plans to move ahead on a more than $1 billion arms sales to Israel. That's according to three congressional aides who spoke of condition of anonymity to discuss an arms transfer that has not yet been made public. One aide says it would be an entirely new sale. That means any weapons from the deal could take years to be delivered. It's the first arms shipment to Israel to be pushed forward since the administration put another arms transfer consisting of 3,500 bombs on hold this month. The administration says it paused that earlier transfer to keep Israel from using the bombs in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update is sponsored by Jake's Plumbing and Heating for reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. That's Jake's Plumbing and Heating, 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.